Jesus just spoke to me in getting ready for bed and on my way to brush my teeth, and he says, I told you to go. I didn't tell you to tell him to come. I didn't tell you that it would be their responsibility. How can they believe unless somebody preaches? And how can somebody preach unless they're called? And how, unless they're sent? And how can they be sent unless they're called? You know the story. There's quite a few scriptures, but at the end of each of the Gospels, it does say go. Go make disciples. Go preach the Gospel. As I was thinking of God, what he just said to me, I didn't tell you to tell him to come. I said go. You know, we keep putting the responsibility of people's salvations on them. But how can they believe unless somebody goes to them? Oh, well, you know, they should be coming. We preach on the airwaves. We have the good music. They should come. They should want to come. Why? Have you shown an interest in them?
I think we mistake our meetings and our preaching on the airways and our religious protocols that we do as going. And I'm pretty sure that Jesus doesn't think so. I woke up this morning and that first thought that I had is resounding in my mind, and I know Jesus is telling me that we're still trying to be religious. We're not trying to be religious, but we are religious. We follow the doctrines of man and the things that we have done in the last 100 years, and we think that we're doing the scriptures, but we're not. Every one of us is a king and a priest, and every one of us is called to be like Jesus. And as I look at that little recording I did before I went to sleep, this morning I know that Jesus is telling me that he really doesn't want us to take religion to the world. He really doesn't want us to present and tell them how bad they are. He wants us to truly take his presence to the lost, to the hurting, to the lame, to the blind, to the halt. He wants us to be like him. He never asked people to come to him until after he went to them. Then he said, follow me. But he was always going. Paul's life is an example of the same thing. Paul was never satisfied with sitting in one place and inviting people. He made missionary journeys constantly. Well, what if every day our life was a missionary journey? What if we realized that God's presence goes with us everywhere, and we might actually be able to show that we love people by actually being interested in their lives, actually being interested in their conditions or the reality of the Christianity that God wants us to live. I just can't seem to get away from the thoughts he gave me before I went to sleep and what I was thinking about and how much religion we share and how much we actually are about ourselves. You know, I work a lot with people who are involved in prayer groups, and I'm not discounting prayer. The Bible says actually that we're supposed to be praying 24/7. We're not to go someplace to pray 24/7. We're supposed to be a house of prayer. And Jesus is our model. But praying is never enough. Jesus prayed. Jesus is the model of prayer. And yet, he never quit going. The result of his prayer and his communion with the Father was God sent him places. God sent him to people. We tend to think that our ordinary lives are that isn't happening. But what if the people he's sending us to are the ones that we meet every day? Why wouldn't that be God? He knows our frame. He knows we have to work. He knows we have kids. Why wouldn't he set up appointments for us to care for someone outside of our own selves? Why wouldn't he put us around the world? Every time Dana and I have ever moved, he never moved us to a nice, wonderful Christian community. He moved us into a place of darkness. He moves us into a place where there is a need and where other people aren't. And then we start building the kingdom. We start tearing down the strongholds. We start meeting people. We start asking them questions. We start being interested in what's going on in the neighborhood and what they think needs to happen. We teach it in discipleship all over the world. We can't sit. We can't quit. You know, we talk about slowing down, and then we sit down in the evening and go, you know, there must be something God needs us to do. There must be somebody that we can touch. We don't do things to get salvation or anything like that. We know who we trust in. We know in whom we trust. We know that the thoughts and the things that come into us from our heart are from the Holy Spirit and from God. He lives in us. But he's about the lost. And we're about us. We like the comfort of our prayer meetings. We like it when God's presence shows up in our midst. Well, why wouldn't he? We're his kids. Of course he's going to show up in our midst. But that doesn't mean that we're being who he wants us to be. We cannot confuse his love for us that is never going to change for his approval of us in who we represent. Who are we being? What are we doing? Man, all the New Testament, in fact, the whole Bible is about going. Go be fruitful and multiply. Abraham, your children are going to be as the sands of the sea. There's so much always about going, and we always tend to turn it around and go, I'll go as long as there's something in it for me. I don't think there was anything in his word that, or is anything in his word that tells us that's the reason we should go. So, what's this Neil's Minutes about? Oh, man, God is just, he is hungry for the lost. He is hungry for the lame, the blind, and the halt. But we've got to stop telling them they must come. We've got to go. We have to blaze the trails. We have to go find the place where the darkness is and dispel it with the light. We have to recognize that we're the ones that are responsible, not them. They have no clue. How will they hear? How will they hear unless someone goes? And we're all kings and priests. We are all called. We're all sent. So I think that's where God wants me to leave this morning is, when are we going to stop living in the traditions of men and go back to the relationship that God paid such a hard, high price for us to have, and begin to go and share it afresh. Not look at what we have done, but look at what is yet to be.